Hello, my name is Angela, and this is an extract from my story, The Girl in Red. Just a little bit north of the best spot for winter chanterelles, Mushroom Pickle stumbled across the old woodcutter lying in the snow. He was dead. The teeth and claw marks on his body showed the cause all too plainly.
"The wolves have come down from the mountains," said one of the mushroom pickers.
"It's been very cold," replied his companion.
They heard a small cry. Crouched behind the dead woodcutter, protected from the elements by his body, was a child. Her eyes were large and dark, she had tangled hair and dirt under her nails. She was covered in the woodcutter's blood, so that it almost looked as though she were wearing a cloak of glistening scarlet. The men hurried back home with their news and the girl. Parties headed into the forest with pitchforks and flaming torches to drive the wolves back into the mountains. In the village, they discussed the girl. No one knew where she had come from. It was assumed that she was the woodcutter's. The mayor himself took her in. His wife was unhappy. She did not want another mouth to feed, especially not one which snatched everything from the serving dish and gobbled it up without any table manners. Nor did his children like this new, unlovable addition to their family. She crouched on top of the dresser and glowered down at them, or hid herself under the wardrobe so that only her eyes could be seen, glinting in the darkness. It unnerved them. They avoided her as much as possible. So it fell to the mare's mother to raise this strange, half-savage woodland creature. She began her task immediately and ordered a bath to be drawn. Even after the girl had been scrubbed clean and her hair combed flat and she had been dressed in fresh clothes and laced into a pair of tight black shoes, she still maintained a wild air, as if the forest were too much a part of her to be forced out by soap. But the mare's mother persevered with civilizing her. She taught her the importance of deportment, cleanliness, and manners. She coached her in the art of making polite conversation and read her educational novels. She instructed her to brush her hair every day and eat with a knife and fork. Years passed, and gradually the hard work of the mare's mother bore fruit. The winters were warm, the wolves did not return, and the girl grew used to village life. She became a truly charming addition to the mayor's household. She learnt to sing and ballroom dance and to play the pianoforte in a most elegant and becoming manner. There was nothing of the forest about her now. The mayor's mother regarded her new granddaughter with pride, delighted that her rigorous training should have yielded such splendid results. She chaperoned the girl at her first ball, the great Yuletide ball held in the capital city. During the final waltz, the girl danced with a powerful businessman, a timber magnate who owned half the country, and beside that, multiple houses, horses, and boats. He was rumoured to be looking for a wife.